Support for KNKX comes from Friends of Waterfront Park, bringing people and communities together to ensure Seattle's Waterfront Park, the 20-acre public space along the downtown shoreline, thrives as a gathering place, honoring the city's natural beauty and stories. More at waterfrontparkseattle.org.
My name is Stephanie Ann Johnson. Thank you so much for being here. Listeners, wherever you are, we are going to hear from one of Thurston County's own. This is Groove Lab. Here we go.
You either want my love or not, so come get it while it's hot. And if you do, you see you ain't never met a man like me. A man like me. Turn around and I get a peek at your tattoos. Trying hard to play it cool. When you're walking by picking up the scent of your sweet perfume. Now even though you're a looky-loo, I don't want another night howling at the moon. Like I want you. If you do, you see, you ain't never met a man like me. A man like me.
Oh! Thank you, thank you.
Fantastic work. All right, so I'm going to run down everybody's name real quick. My name is Stephanie Ann Johnson. We got Johnny Toulouse on guitar. I'm going to run down everybody's name real quick. My name is Stephanie Ann Johnson. We got Johnny Toulouse on guitar. Alex Rico on vocals and trumpet. Michael Eakes on baritone and alto sax. Kevin Heitch on barry sax and flute. We got Paul Hyde on that tenor sax. Brian Johnson back there on the keyboards, Nick Rawson on bass, Bryce Beament there on drums, and of course, my old friend Tommy Sandoval back there on percussion. Groove Lab, thank you for coming into the studio this morning. Fantastic.
Quite a handful of names.
Listen, it's a lot, but I'm grateful. Now, y'all are fantastic. You were spotted last year by the radio station's Carol Handley down there at Olympia Funk Festival. Yeah. So if you wouldn't mind telling us, why are festivals like Olympia Funk Fest so important to the region?
Well, because especially when we were starting this band, funk wasn't really like too prominent in the area. But since then, quite a few bands have stepped up and started playing the funk.
Okay.
And so we definitely have helped carry that torch in town.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic. All right. I was told when I was talking to Alex Rico backstage a little bit that you all are currently focusing on recording.
Yeah.
So please tell me how you came together as a band and, of course, how you function as songwriters and song learners.
Okay. Well, initially the band was started with Bryce and Paul, and they have over the years gathered a troupe of musicians, and we've always done this like stumbling forward thing where most bands don't have it quite together in the beginning, but as long as we're constantly moving forward, it has been the goal. And with writing, generally our process lately has been somebody brings an idea to the group or maybe a fleshed out skeleton of a song, and we either add parts to it or we build on it and we make micro changes. It's a group effort, and initially it's a group effort.
That's
turns into something like this, which is a new song of ours called Man Like Me.
That's fantastic. Thank you so much. All right, so Groove Lab, do you have another couple tunes for us?
Oh, yeah, we'll play some more.
All right, let's hear it.
Thank you.
Lab. My goodness, my gracious, yes.
That one was called That Bad Brew, and you can find that one online.
That Bad Brew from Groove Lab. Fantastic. All right, got a couple more questions for you. Okay, now we hear quite a bit about the music that goes on in King and Pierce County. Please tell us about the music culture in Thurston County. Are there jams? Are there venues that you would like to give some love to?
Well, like most of the music community, COVID affected things a lot and took away a lot of the bigger stages. So it became increasingly harder for large bands like us to find places to play in town. But since then, the community has bounced back, and there's quite a few new places to play. And there are jams. There's jazz jams. There's all sorts of music. And instrumental music is making a bounce back, too, especially with things like the Funk Fest, where we're bringing talent from out of town, increasing people's likelihood to start bands like that.
Fantastic. Yeah. Fantastic. All right. And, of course, because music education is important to me. Mm-hmm. Now, what role does music education play in the success of a band like Groove Lab?
Well, our guitarist here, Johnny, is a music teacher.
Word.
For the public schools. Tommy works for the public schools. He gets kids to and from the school. And I work with children with autism. And I try to sneak in music as much as I can, especially if it's reinforcing for the kid.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Do any of you all have private studios?
At our homes.
Okay.
Quite a few of us do, yeah, where we do a lot of home recording, where we can produce things like demos for our music, and where we practice at Paul's house. We've set up quite the studio for ourselves.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
I love that. All right, let's hear a little bit more from these fellas from Thurston County.
All right, we got one more for y'all. It's another new one. This one's called Midnight Maze.
So come inside and let it all out. You know I'm so down. I'm here for you now. Let the worry wash off your body. Dip into my ocean. Let it take you over like warm honey in slow motion. 'Cause I got it, babe. Let me make it easy. Cut out the light and close the curtain. If I didn't make it clear, let me make it certain. So come inside and let it all out. You know I'm so down. I'm here for you now. Let the worry wash up your body. Dip into my ocean. Let it take you over like warm honey. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes. Oh, yes. Groob Lab, one more time with the names. That's Johnny Toulouse on guitar, Alex Rico on vocals and trumpet, Michael Eakes on barry and alto sax, Kevin Heitch on barry sax and flute, Paul Hyde on tenor sax, Brian Johnson back there on keys, Nick Rawson on bass, Bryce Bement on drums, and my good friend Tommy Sandoval back there on percussion. All right, thank you all so much for being here. We got to give a shout out to Parker Blom for video. Our audio engineers have been Adam Bird and Jordan Tan, and KNKX studio sessions are presented by Friends of Waterfront Seattle. Thank you so much for being here, everybody.
Thank you. We appreciate KNKX for the opportunity. We love you guys.